And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. He's going to be doing a show at the Toll Theater, An Evening with Dickens. Of course, it's a one-man The Christmas Carol, and it'll be running December 1st through the 10th and directed by our friend Jeff Casey. Please welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Jim LaPietra.
Aloha.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself in the time that we have for this spotlight, and then we'll talk a little bit about the show, how it's got created, and everything like that.
Well, I have been doing theater in Chicago for roughly 15 years, and Christmas Carol has been one of those shows that I just seem to keep doing over and over. This will actually be my ninth production. And so this is my version that I'm bringing to the Toll.
So you seek them out then?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So Dickens is no stranger to me.
Do you do any other Dickens things other than The Christmas Carol? And I know, looking at your Facebook, you're involved in a lot of different things, but do you have any other versions of that, whether it be one man or otherwise?
Not of my own. The one man version is my, I won't say my creation, because it is based on something that goes way back. But I have, I've been in several productions throughout Chicagoland. I've done a radio play version. I've done it on stage 8 times already. So I haven't ventured outside of Christmas Carol in terms of other Dickens work, though I have done a good deal of research into it.
So what type of theater do you like to do? Do you do musical things, or do you prefer drama, comedy?
I used to be almost exclusively musical comedy. That was sort of my forte.
Yeah, and your then, TikTok, 30 Days of Musicals was pretty
yes,
funny.
Yes, I did this on my TikTok every day during the lockdown. Every day during, I would do a musical song just to keep myself occupied. However, about 10 years ago, I said, I want to branch out more. And I want to start doing, straight plays. And Christmas Carol was one of the first that came to me because it's a great story. It's also a great ghost story, and it's one that I grew up with. So it seemed like a natural leap to say, I'm going to try something like this and step somewhat out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, you in your Instagram, I think it was, you listed a whole bunch of things that you're interested in. So do you currently draw? I mean, I'm going to just list them. Drawing, acting, film, theater, animation, puppetry, singing, video games, musical theater, eating. There was like a whole list of different things. So are you involved with all of those things, or are they just interests?
A lot of them are just interests, mostly involved in theater, and I have done through theater. I've done some puppetry building and coaching. I've done a few film things as well, mostly sound based.
And do you do animation, or do you just enjoy it?
I took a class on animation. This is probably 12 years ago now, but I took just a very brief class on it. And then I did a follow-up class to it. So I've learned a little bit about, at the time, flash animation and a little bit of CGI animation that I can do as well, which is, it's a cool tool to have in your arsenal.
I agree.
Of course, Flash is all gone now, so I keep getting on my computer. I have Flash, installed, and it keeps nagging me about Flash is no longer supported and everything. So that's great. When did you first put together the show? When did you kind of take it and distill it into a one-man thing? When was your first time out with it?
About 8 years ago, I was involved in the town I live in. There was a holiday stroll that they do every year. And I was asked to read a storybook version of A Christmas Carol. And I did it, every 20 minutes or so. It was very short. It was like 10 minutes long. And the following year, they asked me to come back and do it again and to make it a little bit longer. So I adapted this sort of one-man version that was about 20 minutes long. And the following year, we did it again, and we made it, a little bit bigger. And now, all these years later, I'm doing it at the Toll in a full 2-act structure. It's the full story. So it's really grown exponentially from this little 10-minute segment that I did for a holiday party.
So are there multiple sets for this? Do you do multiple changes, or are you in the same attire for the whole production?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but because we do teaser. Have what appears to be a very simple set has a lot of, we do a lot of tricks with lighting and with sound. What's really interesting about this iteration is that I'm not playing all the characters. I'm playing Charles Dickens playing all the characters. So you can imagine what that's like.
Yeah. Can you give us a line? Just one line maybe from it in the voice that you use?
Sure. This is from the opening of the show. I've endeavored in this ghostly little book to raise the ghost of an idea, which shall not put my readers out of humor with themselves, with each other, with the season, or with me. May it haunt your houses pleasantly, and no one wish to lay it.
Okay, Jim, real quick, give us show times and information.
An Evening with Dickens, or a one-man Christmas Carol, runs the first two weekends of December at the Toll Theater in Hammond. Tickets are $24.
We appreciate you coming in. Art of the Year Spotlight. That's Jim LaPietra, directed by Jeff Casey at the Toll Theater. Thank you so much for sharing this on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And a Spotlight Extra. Michigan City's Footlight Players will present the Fred Carmichael Mystery, Murder on the Rerun, running December 1st through the 10th. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.